You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'm with Charles from Echo Chamber Studio. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been recording and playing music in Halifax for... I moved here about 1988, so a long time. So I run a studio in the north end of Halifax. It's like a small or medium-sized studio, kind of open for... We do every kind of music here from, you know, rock music to folk to hip hop to, you know, pretty much anything, jazz. And it's a little bit more kind of a, almost like more of a community based studio because we also let people rehearse here sometimes and just try to keep it fairly accessible. And then that's, yeah, I've just found that's what I've ended up doing. I didn't really plan to do this, but kind of fell into it and... That's what I'm doing now. Well, I started playing guitar and recording about the same time when I was about 12 years old. So they've kind of been interlinked for me. I started off just with two boom boxes, recording drums and guitar in one, and then singing over and playing it. So and I slowly got more equipment. So I'm really more of a musician. I'm more of a guitar player. I'm not an incredible guitar player, but I'm been doing it for a while, but I'm more than the technical side of it is something I've picked up just for my interest in music in recording. Well, I mean, there's been some of my favorite stuff has been location things that I've done where I've gone to other places. For example, I did a really interesting record with a jazz drummer named Jerry Grinnelli, who's fairly well known around here. He's a really experienced jazz drummer. And I did a record called 1313 with him, which was an improvised, jazz drumming record that we did at the 1313 space on Hollis Street in Halifax. And that was neat because it was a location thing. I played, I'm trying to think of what, some of the highlights of some other things. There's a lot of really good musicians here. Recently, Garrett Mason, Walrus, Cindy Kane, I played guitar and worked on music with a Buck 65, who's a Canadian kind of hip hop guy. I worked with him for a number of years. That was really interesting. But you know, just I've had a really varied, a very crooked path and a lot of varied things I've done.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Thank you and welcome on Mucho Culture Radio.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.